Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Roger and the boys bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff Schnepper is here. Jeff is a very well-known, renowned tax expert, legal advisor, especially in the area of taxes. He's the author of the 33rd edition of How to Pay Zero Taxes. And Jeff, you one of the things... I know that's your title, and that's a great title, but you want people to pay a lot of taxes, don't you?
The objective is to pay millions in taxes, and I don't want anybody to pay zero taxes.
Because if you pay millions in taxes, that means you made billions, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's not what you pay, it's what you keep.
That's exactly right.
But I don't want your listeners to pay a single penny more than the law requires. And, Jim, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. People just don't understand what the law requires.
And in a way, it's not their fault because the code is so complicated.
Oh, our tax code is a disgrace. It's thousands of words.
Would you be in favor of a flat tax?
Well, here's our problem. And this is what people just fail to recognize. Our tax code is not designed just to raise money. A flat tax would be great if our objective is just to raise money. But our tax code is for economic stimulus. You got all kinds
of... Well, that's another way of saying a drug for politicians.
Well, again, right? We're talking about the tax code being used for things other than raising money. We're talking about social stuff. Let me ask you a question. Why do you get an extra standard deduction if you're blind and nothing if you're deaf?
Well, you can arrange flat tax so that you can have extra allowances for things like that.
Jim, I was invited to the White House back in 1986. And back in 1986, Bill Bradley came out with this. It was a flat tax. It was just three different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And they did away with all kinds of deductions. They spent the next 30 years recomplicating the code.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. No, I remember the Tax Reform Act of 86. I was in the middle of that, too. So let's go back to your book. What's the biggest deduction that most folks miss?
Surprisingly, charitable contributions. Let me give you an example. Everybody knows if you write a check to the Red Cross, you write a check to your church, your synagogue, that's deductible. But how many people recognize that when they take their old clothes or old furniture to Salvation Army, to Goodwill, that's deductible as well?
Mm-hmm.
Get a receipt. I want your listeners to picture dead presidents on those receipts, because those receipts represent real cash in their pocket. People are throwing stuff into dumps, not getting receipts. Let's get a little more sophisticated.
Somebody can use it. Yeah, you're right. I'll give a shout out to the Salvation Army, because they'll come get it. If you have enough of it, they'll come get it.
Oh, and absolutely.
Furniture, they'll come get furniture, they'll come get clothes. They've done it for me.
And it's deductible. As a matter of fact, on page 301 of my book, I have the Salvation Army's valuation guideline reprinted. So anybody who wants to know what the value that they should deduct, just turn to page 301. It's not my value. It's not my number. It's not the IRS's number. It's the Salvation Army's number.
So, Jeff, let's move on. Tell us what are some of the new things in the tax law this year?
You remember the extenders? The extenders are those provisions that every year have to be renewed over and over again. The
Section 179.
Section 179, the 250 teacher deduction, all of that. We've made a lot of those provisions permanent. We've added computers and related technological equipment to Section 529, qualified expenditures. Other than that, a whole lot of changes in numbers, but nothing really substantial. Our government is so bogged down just trying to figure out what Obamacare is, and then they and then they give Obamacare responsibility to the IRS, and then cut the IRS's budget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? All right. I got about 1 minute left. Last thoughts on what you can tell us to help us save some
substantiation.
Taxes.
Substantiation. Keep your records. Name of the game with taxes is bury the IRS with paper. Keep your records and keep it organized. Make it simple for them and plan ahead. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
Are you talking about in the event of an IRS audit?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you are audited, do you recommend getting professional help to attend the audit with you, a CPA?
No. You don't go to the audit. Because, especially a small businessman,
right.
Because you don't
send
know
your CPA.
What not to say. You get an attorney or a qualified CPA who specializes
in that. Let them go and represent you.
Absolutely. But make sure that whoever you're hiring, make sure that they're tax experts.
Right. You
know, you've got a lot of attorneys who are litigators who know nothing about taxes.
But I'll tell you, folks, this is one of the reasons why you've heard me say for all these years, you must have a CPA do your taxes. That way they can defend you in the case of an audit. Hey, Jeff, I need to go. Come back. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Have your people schedule something. We'd love to get back with you.
How to Pay Zero Taxes, Jeff Schnepper, 2016, 33rd edition. We'll get Jeff back another day. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.